All right, all right. Welcome back to the Artist Podcast. And I have some notes here because when I do this, I usually just freestyle. But then I forget important topics and important things that I want to bring up. So got the notes, baby. Got the notes. Anyway, with that said, you know this podcast is, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I would love to do it weekly, but time just fucking goes by and I just forget. Oh, I don't have time to do it, but I'm going to start trying to do it weekly. But this podcast is different. I don't have an intro. I don't have one song that plays every week, intro, outro. I like to switch it up. And because this is about music and is about, as much as it is about other music, it's about my music. I have a new song I'm working on with a good friend of mine. His DJ name is Late Night, or artist name as I like to call it. And so we'll start off with this. Now, this track comes from an idea. This idea comes from a track that we actually both like. It's a salsa song by Hector Lavoe. And here's a little snippet. Dirty, sexy, freak, 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 freak. A tiny, tiny arrangement to see how it sounds. Just fucking around with it. It's an idea right now. I think it's gonna be a good one. So the song, the original is, if you heard the little sample, it goes dun, dun, dun. But the whole thing goes dun, 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 dun. It's Hector Lavoe, El Día de Mi Suerte. And so my friend actually he's been wanting to sample this, so we decided to do it together. And that's what we got. That's the little loop idea we have so far. And we're going to finish it Saturday. That's the deadline. Saturday night or Sunday morning is the deadline. I just want to finish it. Get it out there. Make sure it's not trash. As long as it sounds good, I'll worry about the mastering later. So as long as the song sounds good and you get a vibe from it, that's a win for me. What do they say? They say a bad song mixed and mastered perfectly is still a bad song. But a good song that's mixed and mastered bad is still a good song. You can always fix the mixing and mastering, but you can't fix the song. If the song is trash, the song is going to be trash. So I've been talking about the song that I've been working on, and I finally released it. I was just going to release it on SoundCloud, free download, Bandcamp, although I haven't released it on Bandcamp yet. But I decided, fuck it. I'm going to release it, self-release it myself on my own label, Cocotazo, which means slap over the head, aka headbanger. And that's what I did. So I had signed up to United Masters, and I did the whole process. I uploaded the track, got accepted. Release date is 4/29. So that's this Saturday, April 29th, 2023. And I'm excited. And I'm probably going to get about maybe 125 listens, but I don't care. You know, I'm excited. I did the process. It's finally out there and I got that out the way. It's been a goal and a dream of mine to do for so long, and I'm happy I did it. And now I'm ready to make this next track, get this one out. Although this one's a collaboration with my boy, I'm enjoying doing it. And because we're sampling it, we're not releasing it on Spotify. So it'll be, you know, SoundCloud, MixCloud, free download. Hopefully DJs play it. Hopefully it starts picking up and, you know, a label like Defected says, hey, we want to sign this. Don't worry about the sample. We'll get it cleared. Although, who knows? Maybe if it's good enough, maybe I reach out to, I think Lafania still owns the masters to this, and see if they'll still let it go. So we'll see. Probably not, because I'm a nobody in the music production world, but this music is out there forever. Maybe in 5 years, once people, you know, get to know who I am, maybe then I have a little pull where I can get it cleared and released. But no matter what, it's out there. People can listen to it, people can play it, and that's all I want. So yeah, I finished my track. Hopefully some of you guys have listened to it. If you haven't, check it out. It'll be on Spotify and all the blah, blah, blah streaming. Oh, it's also going to be on Snapchat and Instagram. So use it on your stories. It's called Music You Can Dance To. And I think I told you before, but I think it's a culmination of everything that's been in my head for years, ever since I fell in love with music as a kid. So there's like six synths that are overlapping. And for someone that hears it, it might sound cluttered. And that was actually some feedback that I got. The synths were a little bit too cluttered with the vocal over it. And I definitely get it, you know, it can sound like that, but it makes me move. It makes me happy. And there is space between all the synths when I was, you know, actually working on the synth sounds. So there's space between all of them, but to me, it doesn't sound cluttered or clashes, because in my head, I hear it. That's what I've been hearing in my head for so many years. Not that sound particular, but my head, the sounds in my head kind of like bounce off each other, like boom, 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 you know? So there's a lot going on. Maybe as I get all these sounds out of my head, I'll be able to strip back and get more, you know, more, I guess, minimalistic, which is, you know, I like that too. But for now, I'm doing what I do. What comes out of my head, fuck it, right? Because as long as it makes people dance, and, you know, I've gotten good feedback from it too, that's what I care about. But I, you know, appreciate everyone that's giving me feedback, especially DJs that are out there doing their thing, taking the time to give me feedback, which has not been many, but I haven't sent to many. But yeah, appreciate it. So I'm only going to continue getting better. Actually, let's play a bit of the track. Let's see. Let's skip over though. Oh, let's see. Nope. Something's wrong. Dirty, sexy, freak. It's a new one. It's a new one. And this is the one I just released. For some reason, it's frozen. So I'll put the link in the show notes, and you guys can check it out. Okay. You guys can download it for free on SoundCloud as well. So yeah, release done. I released to United Masters. And before I chose a distributor, I did a lot of due diligence on the number of distributors out there, CD Baby, United Masters, DistroKid. And United Masters just seemed to be a good fit, because they have a lot of little extra things they do for music producers. So just check them out. If you produce music and you want to start distributing music, check out United Masters. There's no sponsorship or getting paid for this. I just like it. And I do like it because I like the founder, Steve Stout. As I said before, you guys know I started out as a hip hop open format DJ. I always loved house, but didn't know how to get into that scene. And I had friends that were promoters in the hip hop scene and open format. So I got into that. And, you know, Steve Stout is one of the, I would say, in business, pioneers in hip hop. So yeah, I'm going to support that platform over all others. Gigs. Haven't got one. And it's probably going to be hard getting a gig in the house music world as a, you know, unknown DJ producer. And I don't know, the scene is kind of clicky. If you haven't like networked with many of those people. It's going to be really hard to get a gig, but you know, I'm going to try to get myself inserted into that. I just don't know if I just don't know if it's, is it a waste of time or is it going to be beneficial? Cause I do want to, you know, go out there and network with these guys, these DJs and producers, but it's hard. You know, I got a lot of things going on. I'm not just going to be going out every night. So we'll see. The internet is great for that though. Instagram and Twitter. But yeah, I want a DJ. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm trying to figure that out now. The way I did it in the past when I first came up is not how it's going to be done now, especially in house music. House music is so different, this game. Hip hop, you could get in by just being a nice DJ. You know, open format, you just got to be a good DJ. Some promoters would say, can you bring, you know, 50 people, 25 people, 100 people? You get gigs. But if you're a good DJ and you know some people, you can work your way in and then, you know, work your way into that circuit and then through all the clubs and move up as a DJ in that world. But house music is a little bit, excuse me, it's a little bit touchy and different, but we'll see what's up. That's why I'm trying to do my own thing, my own brand, my own events. That way I DJ my parties that my brand does. Now I have my brand / label Cocotazo. But I also have the Obri brand with my partner, Mike, or AKA Late Night. And we've been trying to get a venue so we can do a monthly party. We just started looking about probably 2 weeks ago. Spoke to one, waiting to hear back. Conversation was good. But they're speaking to somebody right now as well that wants to do a party on Sundays. We want to do a daytime party on Sunday. So we'll see what's up. But there's tons of venues in New York City. So I'll be looking for and reaching out to other people, but we're looking for a specific type of venue. We want it to be obviously smaller, intimate, and open during the day. And if they have an outside area, even better, because it's going to be summertime, and before it gets really hot, outdoor parties are the best. So those are the vibes we want to bring. And yeah. We'll see what goes on with that. But yeah, I think that's the best way for me and my boy to DJ. You know, besides doing the mixes and live streams, we go out there and throw our own parties, build our own brand, our own thing. I'm all about, you guys know, I'm all about independence, doing things my own way, doing things instead of waiting on others, just going out there and doing it. It's been done before. I mean, everything starts from scratch. Everything starts from nothing. So it can be done. And we'll get it done. Let's see. Making new music. I already talked about that. Oh, so making money as a music producer. Really hard until you start touring, right? DJing. And that can take years. And I don't have time. I don't want to wait. I'm ready now. You know, I'm not an amateur DJ. I know how to DJ, you know? So I want to play now to make money. But other ways of making money, something called sync licensing, where you know they license your song, they play on advertisements, on TV, on movies, and that's a way to make some good money as a music producer. But what I think is going to kill that, what I think is going to kill the music producer making money doing sync licensing is AI. You've probably seen the tools. You've probably heard the song, the Drake song, the Bad Bunny and Rihanna by Ghost Rider, written by AI. So I'm going to explain to you what I think is going to happen. Pop producers, hip hop producers are going to be done. If I'm anybody that writes music for artists, done. If I'm an artist, a singer or a rapper, am I going to pay $5, $10, $25, $50, $100,000 for a track that you produced? Or am I going to get a song written by AI for, I don't know, $10 a month or $25, something, or $100? That's making music as good, maybe in the future, better than what a human does. I'm going to go to the AI tool. Now with house music, it's a little bit different because house music is not written for artists. House music is written for parties. It's written for people to dance. And then the house music producer is usually always a DJ as well. And then they perform. So AI can make house music, and there will be room for AI house music to be made. But the person behind it making it is only going to be making money on, you know, sync licensing or things like, you know, streams on Spotify, streams on YouTube, streams all over social media and other streaming companies, platforms. But there's not going to be any performances by these AI producers, unless they're DJs as well and are just using AI to make music, or if they're a DJ and not a producer and they're using AI to make the music. But that I'm not afraid of AI coming in and making music. That's just more competition. And more competition is fine. More venues will open up, more parties, more people going out. So that it is what it is there, but it's not going to take away from, it's not going to put the music producer 6 feet underground, right? The house music producer is not going to die. But hip hop producers and pop producers, I'm afraid those guys, girls, they're, you know, it's going to be hard competing against AI. And they don't, hip hop producers don't, they don't perform their music per se. They make music for artists. So we'll see what happens there. But that's my hypothesis around the whole AI music revolution. I'm not afraid of it. In fact, if I can make music with AI and just DJ all the time, oh, that'd be amazing. But I do love sitting down making music and music production. The little tedious bits that people might not like, I love that. Sitting down, being creative. So I'll always make music. But if I'm touring all the time and I don't have much time to make music, man, AI is going to come in handy. So we'll see. We will see. Oh, mixes. So that I'm going to do weekly because I actually need to do that so I can stay, not get rusty. Because every time I go, let's see, every time I go, you know, 3 weeks to 4 weeks without DJing, I'm always rusty once I get back behind the deck. So I'm doing that weekly. So I'm actually going to be doing two mixes weekly because I have my Cocotazo Radio on Mixcloud, and then I have the Aubrey Mix Show on Mixcloud as well. And I actually alternate with my partner weekly. So he does 1 week, I do the other. But for my show, that's going to be weekly. I might even do it two times a week. I'm going to record as much as I can. The hardest part about that is not the actual recording. It's the searching for music, you know, good music and finding those gems that not many people are playing, because I don't want to make a mix of songs that everybody's listening to. I want to discover things. I want to play my songs on it. So every week mixes on Cocotazo Radio. It's on Mixcloud. The link will be in the show notes as well. So check it out and share it. You know, it helps me out. If you want to help a brother out, yeah, listen to it. Listen to it fully. You know, I use sync sometimes because you can just do really long mixes with sync. But a lot of times I don't use sync because I don't want to rely on that. And I like to mix. You know, I grew up mixing records. There was no sync or anything. There were no waveforms. It was just by the ear. So sometimes I don't mix with sync. And you can hear me catching a mix, like it kind of goes off a bit and catching it. But I think that's cool because you know that I'm actually working behind the decks. And that leads me to my next thing, finding inspiration. So how do you find inspiration? Whether you're an entrepreneur, you're building products, you're a designer, an engineer, or if you're a music producer. So the inspiration is not always there. I'll listen to music and get inspired. But then when I sit down, open Ableton, sometimes I get like a blank in my head. And I remember something that my music composition teacher told me. And he said, when you're lacking inspiration, stick to structure. which is structure of a song. So start with chords or start with a melody. And hold on. So yeah, you start with some basic chords. Bass notes go right under the chords. And now you have chords and bass notes. And then you take those chords that you wrote and you can come up with a melody with the same notes you use for the chords. But if you start with a melody, you write out your notes for that melody, four bars, and then now you have a melody. Now you can go and start either chords or bass line, and boom, by the time you know it, you're starting your drums and you have a loop going. And, you know, for me, that's happened a lot. You know, I'm lacking inspiration for this new track called Lucky Day. No inspiration. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with this sample? It's not my favorite sample either. I wouldn't have chosen it. There are others that I want to do. I said, stick to structure. I stuck to the structure. In a half hour, I had a nice loop going. You guys heard it. So stick to structure when you're not feeling inspired, when you're trying to write a new song. And yeah, so that's basically my process of making a track. I was going to talk about that as well. Structure, get a loop going. If you like the loop, start a basic arrangement, shut it down, open the laptop the next day, play it. If it still sounds good, work on it. Finish that arrangement. Because sometimes you work on a loop and your ears start getting fatigued and you're like, I don't even know what this sounds like anymore. But if you give yourself, step away from it, take a walk during the day, or better yet, go to sleep at night, wake up the next day, if it still sounds great, work on that song. Yeah, and I'm always learning new production tips everywhere. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, there's so many guys and girls giving music production tips. Amazing, especially on TikTok. So if you're a music producer, get on TikTok. Now that leads me to the last thing I wanted to talk about. I think I mentioned in the last one that Santamine shutting down. It's basically already shut down, but we're actually in the process of selling it. So that's exciting. But we're already working on our new product, which is called Collabo Genius. So it's a music production assistant. So we're building on with the OpenAI API, and it's basically going to be at the start very basic. It's going to help you produce on Ableton. So any questions you have, ask it, and it'll help you step by step what to do within Ableton. Over time, we wanted to create courses on its own, intro course or whatever course you want. You tell it, hey, I want an intro to Ableton course. Hey, I want a course on, you know, how to use the Ableton product. You know, maybe not produce yet, but you just want to know, what does this button do? What does that button do? Where do I go to open a new drum rack? Where do I go to open Impulse? So things like that, to, you know, a full music composition course. And then, you know, we'll have the community in there, because there's nothing better than having a community of people that can give you feedback on your music, because it's hard getting real feedback. And that's the only way you can progress as a music producer. You need to get feedback on your music. You don't, you know, it sounds good to you, but it might sound shit to someone else, or it might need, you know, some tweaks on the mixing. So we're going to have a community so people can give each other feedback. But eventually we're going to be building the feedback tool where you upload your track and this gives you feedback on what you should do. Maybe you have to add, not have to, but hey, maybe you should add some hi-hats over here. Maybe you should lower your kick because the bass is overpowering the kick. On the arrangement here, you did something on bar 55. You know, maybe that transition could be smoother. So that's a lot harder to do, a feedback tool like that. But I think it can be done, because if AI is making music, it knows the structure of music, how to mix it, the sounds, what sounds to put together, how to put it together, how to arrange it. We can build something that also gives you feedback. So we'll see. That's just an idea for a feature. But right now, we just want to help DJs or people out there that want to learn music production to learn music production at a super low cost. You know, me, if you want to go to be like an audio engineer and you go to university, you're paying like $40,000 a year, $30,000 a year. Look at Berkeley. Check out their tuition for music production, music composition. If you go to school like, excuse me, like Point Blank, or I think it's 343 Labs, or the old school, that one of the first ones, DubSpot, you know, you're paying at least $800 to $1,000 for a course. And, you know, intro to music production. And yeah, that you're paying that one time, but and they're great and you learn it, but you still have questions afterwards. You know, there's still a lot of questions. They're like tiny little intricacies in making music where you're not going to learn 100%, and you're always going to be constantly learning. So you need an assistant to help you through that process. Even professional producers probably still have questions to today. And as electronic music progresses and we have more and more DAWs, digital audio workstations, there are going to be new questions that come up. There are going to be new synthesizers that are made. So our platform is going to learn. Right now we're just focusing on Ableton, but eventually we'll have Logic, you know, GarageBand, Fruity Loops, Pro Tools, all synthesizers, all plugins. You'll be able to go into Collabo Genius, ask it anything, and it will tell you exactly what to do. So that's my next venture, and I'm really excited about this one. And it's just going to be a monthly subscription. Way cheaper than having to go to any university or school, or having to buy these courses on Fiverr, where all they do is go through a track that they make. You don't learn music production. And aside from that, music composition, which is important if you want to really, really write music, because you can know how to produce music on Ableton, like produce a track. But music composition is just a cheat code, music composition, into learning how to write like real music. So yeah, we're building that now. And I think this is going to be a really cool, exciting, and great tool for anybody that wants to learn music, anybody that has learned music but still has questions, and any professionals that have one or two questions a month when they make one or two tracks a month. That's the thing. We're building not only a product, but a utility. We want this to be a utility. Like, you have to have this. You have to have this. Even if you use it once a month, you have to have it, because you know that there's going to be a question, you're going to need it, and you want it there by your side when you need that tool, when you need Collabo Genius. So thanks for listening again. I hope you check out the track. Follow my podcast, you know, rate it. I don't really care about rating or following, but the algorithm. If you rate it, it'll help boost it in the charts. And if you follow, you'll always get that update on, you know, at least in front of Spotify, like, you know, new podcasts. So yeah, I hope you do that. And if you like the podcast or this episode, because I think this has been the best episode yet, because I actually wrote down my notes, let me know and hit me up on Instagram, Danny Vells Music. Find me on Mixcloud, Danny Vells, SoundCloud, Danny Vells Music You Can Dance To, out Saturday, April 29th. But I'll see you next time. Peace out. Dirty, sexy, freak.